This message is generously brought to you by the partners of Pastor James Arekion. Pastor James Arekion is an anointed and dynamic teacher of the Word of God. Come and discover him through this message and expect your life to be changed forever.
Mark chapter 4 verse 35, the book of Mark chapter 4 verse 35. And my title of my message is Watch and Pray. Watch and Pray. In the book of Mark chapter 4 verse 35, the Bible says, the same day, and you need to understand what happened that day in order to understand what it means by the same day. Well, that day Jesus spoke of a parable to the people. Then after speaking the parable, his disciples came up to him and said, tell us the meaning of this parable. It was the parable of the sower. Then the Bible tells us that Jesus expounded and explained to them this parable of the sower. Now the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. So that day, the same day when they've heard the word twice. Number one, he spoke to them in parable. Number two, he spoke to them freely and explained it to them. He actually said that this parable is the very basic of all parables. He said, if you don't understand this parable, how will you understand everything else? But the same day, when evening was come, he said to his disciples, let us pass over to the other side. I need you to underline that command. Let us pass to the other side. That's the key word. This is the very first time. They don't know it just yet. You and I, we know it because we read the Bible. There's a difference between reading and going through something. This is the first time ever they're going to experience a storm. First time. Every time you receive the Word of God, every time you hear the Word of God, every time you make a decision to submit under God, you can expect storms of life. Because one of the ways that the devil will try to steal your joy, steal your peace, steal your faith is through storms. But in this first experience that they're going to have, Jesus is going to be with them in the boat. Now I want you to raise your right hand and say this with me. Jesus is in my life. He's in my house. He's part of my future. Amen. Now if Jesus is in the boat with you, you're not going to sink. Can I hear that? Amen. If Jesus is with you, you're not going down. No matter how hard life becomes, no matter what storms of life comes against you, you can guarantee this. If Jesus is on your side, nothing's going to harm you if you live by faith and not by fear. Now the Bible says, he gave them, I believe it's about 8 words, let us pass unto the other side. Now go to the book of Mark chapter 6 verse 45. This is the second experience of a storm. You know, in the first one, he was in a boat with them and they had to wake him up. He woke up and he calmed the storm. And he was amazed because they feared instead of having faith. See, there are many times we don't go through different troubles. We go through the same trouble. It's always the same thing that's happening over and over again. It's either children trouble, wife trouble, husband trouble, money trouble, body trouble. You know, when you have pain in your body, it's the same sickness that keeps repeating itself. It's like the same cycle. You have to learn to break that cycle. We don't live by the cycles of life. We live by the Word of God. We go from glory to glory. We don't go from curse to curse. We don't go from pain to pain. We don't go from poverty to poverty. We don't go from lack to lack. We go from glory to glory. We go from victory to victory. We go from miracle to miracles. We go from blessing to blessing. Amen. Our life in Christ is a constant progress. Our lives in Christ is a constant progress. Now, in Mark chapter 6 verse 45, this is going to be their second experience in a storm. Remember, they've already had one experience. On the first experience, Jesus gave them a very brief command. Let us go over to the other side. In that command, he was in their boat. In the second experience, he gave them the same command. Straight away, he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side. One more time. Go to the other side. They've already had one experience. They didn't sink. That first one, listen to me carefully, was after the word of God being preached. The second one is after two things. Number one, he preached the word. And number two, he performed a miracle. You know what miracle he performed that day? He performed the miracle of feeding 5,000 men, excluding children and women, with only 5 bread and 2 fishes. You need to understand something. As believers, we don't live on the logic of this world. As believers, we live on the Word of God. Now, in the logic of this world, 5 bread and 2 fish, 7 things cannot feed 5,000 people. In the logic of this world, that bread is enough for 1, perhaps 2, maybe 5, but not 5,000. To our logic, 5 plus 2 is equal 7. 5 times 2 is equal 10. But to God's logic, if you give what you have to God, God can give you abundance, overflowing, more than enough, multiplication. So are you living your life according to your logic or to His will? Are you living your life according to the way you've planned it or according to His plans? See, many of us want miracles. We are declaring in this church that, number one, God will send fishes. Number two, the fishes will have coins so that we can have provision for the vision. Number three, that God will do miracles. But miracles don't just happen. Miracles needs to be put into motion. And you put miracles into motion when you have faith in God. So for the second experience, what's that? Second experience, straight away he constrained his disciples to get into the ship, to go to the other side unto Bethsaida. Now you have to understand, see, as Mauritian, we don't know what Bethsaida is. Bethsaida is called the land of barrenness. He tells them, after an abundance, they've had bread, they've had fish, there's been leftovers. And he tells them, now go to the other side, cross this lake, and go to the land of Bethsaida. And Bethsaida means barrenness. That land was not fertile at all. It was a desert place. While he will send away the people. Now I like that. This man does a miracle. Today we see a lot of men of God, when they do a miracle, they can't even open the door for their wife to come into the car because they're big shots. They can't even say goodbye to the people. They can't even greet the people. But here we see Jesus, after performing a miracle, he still sends away the people. Amen. You can tell he's not an American preacher. You can tell that he's just God that loves people. He sends away the people, and I want us to carry on reading for verse 46. And when he had sent them away, remember, this is the second experience in a storm. It's nothing new to them. He's already given them a word. He's performed a miracle. He taught them in the second instant. He's taught them the word, and he's performed a miracle. Now he's told them to go to the other side, to a land called Bethsaida, which means barrenness, while he sends away the people. And then, when he's done that, he departed into a mountain to pray. Remember that in those days there was no electricity. Remember that in those days there was no motorcycles, there was no cars, there was no ski. Alright, remember that. So he goes up into a mountain to pray, verse 47. And when evening was come, notice that the ship was in the midst of the sea. It's in the middle. Every time it gets to the middle, every time you will be tempted to do this. Either you go back or move forward. But you don't know, because you are facing a storm. How many of you has ever faced a storm and you want to go back? Anybody? You want to go back on your word? I regret for what I did. If I knew, I would have not done that. I wouldn't have signed that contract. I wouldn't have gone to that place. I wouldn't have done this. I wouldn't have done that. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? You begin to regret your decisions. You begin to rethink your life. All right, now watch this. And he was alone in the land. Remember, in the first storm, he was in a boat. Now in this storm, he's up on a mountain. He's not in a boat. Which tells me that God wants you to grow in your faith. God wants you to grow in your experience. He won't always do it the same. Are you learning something? He won't always do it the same. Too many of us, we still want God to do the same miracles, the same way He did it some time ago. But God works in a different ways, multifaceted ways. Amen? He's the same yesterday, today and forever. He is a miracle working God yesterday, today, and he will always be a miracle working God. He was alone in a land, verse 48. And he saw them. Now how could he, listen to me carefully, because the title of my message is Watch and Pray. How could he see them in the dark? He's on a mountain. They're in the midst of a lake. There's a storm. There's no electricity in those days. How can he see that they are toiling and rowing but going nowhere? Because whenever you pray, you develop what we call a spiritual eyesight. You begin to learn to discern there are things not going right. How many of you has ever prayed for your family? You can discern something is not right in the house. You can feel it. Something is wrong. Anybody has ever felt that in their house? Something is not going to plan. Something is not right. Something is not right with my daughter. Something is not right with my son. Something is not right with my wife. Something is not right with my husband. Something is not right. I remember one day I was praying, and all of a sudden, you know, when I'm saying all of a sudden, but you know, I'm talking about in that week, my electric shower got shot, the iron got shot, the gas cooker got shot. Think to myself, what is going on? I'm praying and I'm believing God for prosperity, and all I can see is I have to pay now for a new iron, I have to pay now for a new electric shower, I have to pay now for new this, new that. And instead of prospering, you are spending. Have you ever been through that? You want to go back? You want to think, right? When you pray, there's a command that Jesus gave us. He said, watch and pray. Say that with me, watch and pray. See, too many people are just watching and not praying, and too many people are just praying and not watching. But he said, watch and pray. Now, what does watch mean? Watch means to be alert, to be sober, to know what's going on. Watch forms part of a command given by Jesus. Remember that he gave a parable of the 10 virgins. 5 was not watching. He called them foolish. 5 was watching. He called them wise. As believers, we need to be wise believers. I've seen in my time as a believer, there have been some foolish believers. Have you ever met any? Have you ever been foolish? I have. Because we're not watching and praying. We're not being alert to what God wants to do and wants to say. We just want to do it our way. It used to be a very famous song in the 1970s, sung by a great artist, including Elvis Presley. A song called My Way. Have you ever heard, I did it my way? You know, we don't sing that song, but many of us are living that way. We're doing things our way. But God says his way is far above than our ways. His thoughts are far above than our thoughts. So we need to watch. Remember that God, listen to me, I'm going to give you 2 keys, very important keys. Every time that things are going to happen in this world, God will always do 2 things for his people. Number one, either he will preserve and protect. Or number two, either he will prepare a way of escape. Remember that always. Every time things are going to happen, maybe there's going to be an economic crash, maybe there's going to be a problem in the weather, maybe there's going to be a problem somewhere, God always does 2 things. Number one, either he will preserve you, or number two, either he will provide a way of escape. For Noah, it was a way of escape. For Lot, he was preserved. His wife was not preserved because she kept on looking back. There are too many people, we don't get what God has reserved for us because we keep on looking to our past. You cannot have a better future if you keep looking to the past. We are not people of yesterday. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is finished. You can never relive yesterday, but you can make a better today and a better tomorrow. Amen? All right, so watch and pray. Watch and pray. Jesus said in the end times, you need to do 2 things. You need to watch. And he says, if you can escape to the mountains. So he always provided a way of escape. Watch and pray. Here he's praying. But because he's praying, he can discern. He knows what's going on. He knows that his own disciples are going through tough times. And the Bible says, for the wind was contrary to them. Every time, listen to me, can you see wind? You cannot see wind. Your problem is being caused by something that's unseen. Do you hear what I'm saying? The hindrances to your life, to your family, to your ministry, to your finance is being caused by something that's unseen. Now, another word for spirit is wind. There's two types of wind. There's a wind called the wind of the Spirit of God, where the Spirit of God will breathe the breath of life. Or there's a wind called evil spirits. Spirits. Behind every doctrine, there is a spirit. Because the Bible says the wind of doctrine. Okay? Remember, this is the second experience. And about the fourth watch of the night, this becomes interesting right now. Because when I saw this in the Bible, I had to read it a few more times. He cometh unto them, watch this, he is now walking on the sea. Alright? Say this. Prayer will help me to do the impossible. Prayer will always challenge your logic. So he's doing the impossible right now. He's walking. And look at the next. Can we all read the next line? He's walking upon the sea and what? Would have passed them by. Do you understand what's happening here? They are rowing and toiling and trying and they're going in circles. He would have walked and he would have what? Passed them. What does that tell you? That tells you if you become a man of prayer, what will take time to attain will only take a small time when you're a person of prayer. Are you learning something? For me to be rich, literally, might take ages. But for me to be rich in God, might just take a moment. For me to be blessed. Now let me say this to you. There are two levels of blessing. And you need to write that and engrave that in your heart. God don't only want to bless you. To be blessed is to come to a level. But to be a blessing is to move to a higher level. God wants to bless you so that you and me, we become a blessing. That's the highest level. God blessed Abraham and Abraham became a blessing. Why does God want to bless us? So that we can become a blessing. Now watch, we're going to conclude now. He would have passed them by. He told them to get to the other side. They've been trying and trying and trying, but the storms and the wind was contrary to them. But when you become a person of prayer, you become a person of power. You can do things that will challenge the logic. I remember when we were coming here, we were looking for a place in Port Louis. And I set my eyes on this, and the woman said to me, "What do you want this building for?" And I said, "To do a church." She said, "Over my dead body." I said, "Lady, two things are going to happen. Either you're going to die, right? Or God grace you and we'll still be in that building." I believe God graced her. Because we don't want people to die. We want people to receive salvation. Amen? Next verse. Closing with this verse. Hopefully. But when they saw him walking. Now watch this. They saw him walking upon the sea. They supposed it was what? Do you know what's the problem with us Christians? We are too superstitious. Do you know what's the problem with these people? They are Jewish people. And they were fishermen. Some of them were fishermen. And it was said of the Jewish fishermen, if you see something walking on the water, it's a ghost and you're going to die. So they thinking, see, many times in our Christian life, instead of thinking positive thoughts, what we're thinking about? Negative thoughts. It's a ghost. What if? Have you ever seen someone, you share their dreams and they said, "But what if? But what if this happens? But what if that happens? But what if this comes? And what if this goes? What if you shut up?" Right? That would be much better. When I was brought up the Mauritian way, I was brought up on castor oil. Anybody remember castor oil? My goodness me. My mom used to take that spoon of castor oil. And you know, sometimes there's no sweets. There's no mint. There's no sweets. She would just dip her hand in sugar, stick that down my throat, and then put the sugar in my mouth. I was brought up that way. That was the castor oil. And yes, and you... It would wash you. It would cleanse you. I remember my uncle, he's from South Africa, but we were living in England. One day he said to my auntie, "You know what? I was brought up the castor oil way. Get me some castor oil." So my auntie went and got him the castor oil. And he put it into his whiskey, this small whiskey bottle. Okay? He wanted to show us kids, his kids and my mom's kids. We got three boys. He's got two sons and one daughter. He wanted to show us, the six of us, how brave he was. He was going to give us an example. So he took the castor oil and he drank it. One, two, gulp, and then closed it. Wiped his mouth. That day, It was a very bad day for the whole family because he was in the toilet from morning till night. That literally washed him away. We laughed. We couldn't laugh in front of his face because, you know, he would show us the right hand of fellowship. So they supposed it was a spirit. I was brought up the Mauritian way. When a cat crosses your path, it's bad luck. When a mirror breaks, 7 years of bad luck. Have you been brought up that way? When you come in at night, you go by the back. You enter by the back. Why? So that the ghost does not follow you. Were you brought up that way? You come into the house. This is the door. Once you get to the door, you turn around. So I said to my mom once, what if I turn around, I'll see the ghost? I was brought up in a superstitious manner. When you're walking down, there's a dog. You pick up a rock and you start saying, Saint-Roch, Saint-Roch. And that rock is going to protect that dog and you from that dog. Were you brought up that way?
We trust that this message has blessed you. For more information or to contact us, you can visit our website www.jamesarakion.org, www.jamesarakion.org, or you can write us at Christian Family Church International, Trou Fanfaron, Albion Docks, Port Louis, Mauritius, or email us on soteriamauritius@internet.mu. soteriamauritius@internet.mu. God bless you.